Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Fed can just print more money out of thin air, but the government's always going to be in debt to the Fed.
Everybody has questions that aren't being answered.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special edition current event episode with one of my better friends in this podcast game, a new friend, but I love this dude. He's a great guy. You may know him as Ghost. He runs My Third Eye. It's a newer podcast, but he's really killing the game. He's got some new episodes. And I encourage you to check out what he is up to, man, because he's a fun guy, dude. He really is somebody that, gives me just a completely unique vibe. And usually when him and I talk, we set out to just cover business, but it never ends up that way because we just talk and we talk and we talk and we talk. So, what we get into here is, this whole incident that happened in his home state, actually, Pennsylvania. And for some reason, I could not get it out of my head when I first met Ghost. I thought he was from Wisconsin and I thought that that's just where he was. And I continuously said it and it was buried deep down in my head that this dude is out of Wisconsin, but he is in Pennsylvania. And I'm sure you may or may not know what happened in Pennsylvania over, the last week or so on the 21st of January in 2022. A little macaque accident. Some monkeys were, thrown all over the freeway because a little accident happened. And no one's really sure what the purpose of these 100 monkeys was. Each monkey valued at $10,000, a grand total by my fucked up math is $1 million. And the driver supposedly didn't know what he was carrying. Doesn't really make any sense. And Ghost actually brought it to my attention that this was an independent contractor running a hot shot of very valuable, potentially contaminated monkeys. What's going on here? It's fucking weird, dude. We have a lot of things going on with this whole, the epidemiology of all this stuff, the viral scares that are going around, right? I'm not going to say the word because we've heard it too much, but there is a certain virus, quote unquote, that is making the rounds and scaring people, right? Kind of shutting the world down. You may or may not have heard of it. Rhymes with Flovid or Govid, right? It's a scary thing. So what's going on here is interesting, and it's very fascinating that you have this Canadian deal going on with the truck drivers, and everyone's paying attention to that in this conspiratorial community. No one's really mentioned this whole monkey deal going on. We get into it here, and man, is it fascinating. And I really got to give a big shout out to Ghost of My Third Eye Podcast for bringing this to my attention. Looking into it immediately, I saw so many faux pas in the way that this was brought to our attention through the medium. Of course, Tucker Carlson, one of my favorite controlled opposition candidates, was bringing this information to light on his massive show. You know, not enough attention on this, though. So we decided to get together and talk about this. We talked about it for a good amount of time. This was a shorter episode for the two of us, but later in the episode, we get into just some random stuff. You know, it's a fun conversation all the way throughout. I love talking with this dude, man. Ghost is a great guy, and I can't stress that enough. Before you leave me a 5-star review, guys, please go and leave him a 5-star review. He's trying to grow his show, and I encourage you to do it because he's a genuinely good dude. I won't vouch for too many people's characters. You know the people that I will vouch for. I'm not going to even name any names because I'll leave someone out and it'll make me sound like I'm just like completely ignoring them. But there are people that I work with over and over again. I will vouch for their character. Okay. Especially now after all the bullshit that's happened here. But Ghost is a great guy. So again, My Third Eye, if you have Apple, if you listen on Apple, leave him a 5-star review and comment. Leave a comment so he can read those. You know what I mean? It gives these new podcasters confidence and it gives them a ratings boost and it really helps them out. So thanks, Ghost, for bringing this to my attention and just working with me, dude, and introducing me to a few new people, actually, as new as he is to the community. He's actually introducing me to some new people that are, you know, the detox episode. That was Ghost that put that episode together, you know, and that episode's done really well. And it's getting people really good information. And parlaying off that, I actually went and got a colonic. And we get into that later. I talk about my colonic episode, okay? By the way, I freaking encourage anyone to look into getting a colonic. I'm not going to dive into that too much, but I think that this is a perfect time to cue in Manscaped, okay? Manscaped is this company that has been supporting my show over the last 6 months about. And, dude, I put Manscaped to the test, you know, in that scene in 300 where it's like, immortals, we'll put their name to the test. I put Manscaped to the test. I shaved my butt, my legs, my back. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know how naked I was going to be. Turns out you're wearing a robe and you're wearing it backwards so that they have access to your beehole. And dude, I shaved with that Manscaped for better part of 45 minutes. And that thing didn't nick me at all, didn't do anything wrong. And I'm not even kidding. I didn't want to be one of these guys that shows up to the colonic with just a casserole of nonsense below the belt. I wanted to look clean. You know, I can imagine some people probably go in there directly after the gym. Some people go in there, you know, stinking up a storm. Hairy beasts. Okay. I didn't want to do that. You know, I'm a bigger dude. I wanted to go in there looking clean. I'm sure that I gave this lady one of the better experiences that she's had, and I'm proud of that. And that's thanks to Manscaped. Okay. Go to manscaped.com, enter the promo code danger. You'll get 20% off plus free shipping. And, I mean, dude, my hot water heater was broken. I just fixed it. My hot water heater was broken yesterday, and I was able to get this done with the Manscaped with cold water. You know, your skin's irritated from the cold water. You have these things called goosebumps, right? And it makes it difficult to shave if you had inferior equipment to the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. And I got things done. And this lady actually commented. She said, "Hey, your starfish is beautiful." And I said, thank you. And then she pumped out several gallons of fecal matter. And I came out of there 5 pounds lighter. I'll tell you that right now. So, guys, again, manscaped.com, promo code danger, get 20% off plus free shipping. And I really, really appreciate what they do for podcasting and free speech, baby. Patreon.com/dangerousworldpodcast to get full versions of every episode. Been running a lot of swapcasts lately. So the people that are throwing down the $3 are getting little 30-minute bonus episodes for each episode that I release. The normal template that I run is you get like an hour or so of free content on the free podcast feed, and then the full version of the episode is over there on Patreon. They've got a great app, and I also have a private RSS feed that each one of you can get and plug into your podcatcher of choice. And you just can listen to the Patreon versions of the full episodes the same way that you're listening to me right now. If you're a freeloading fuck, you can still get, you know, all this stuff the same way. So again, patreon.com/dangerousworldpodcast and dangerousworldstore.com. You get all your products, your accoutrement. I don't even think that's the right way to use that, but you get all your t-shirts, your hoodies, your stickers. Working on some other things that I think will be fun. And dude, another thing, circling back to the Patreon, we're doing our first ever $10 tier, the All of the Danger tier. You guys are gonna talk with me and all the other folks that are subscribed to that top tier, and we're just gonna have a fun conversation, hopefully throw a few back. If you smoke, if you do any other drugs, it's a judgment-free zone like Planet Fitness. You come in there and you have fun, and you can get as wrecked as you'd like, or you can stay sober, and we throw ideas around. It's not recorded. There's no pressure. We're just going to have fun conversations, hopefully. And for every $50 you give, you're going to get a t-shirt, and this is a new thing. So I'm backlogging that. There's a couple people that have given like $200, $100. For every $50, they are going to get something, a t-shirt. Realistically, it's just going to be a t-shirt. If you've gotten too many t-shirts, then maybe you'll get something else. Maybe some shorts, maybe some sweatpants, which I'm working on. Okay. Tank tops, we're doing hoodies. I may give actually a couple of people some hoodies instead of, two t-shirts. You know what I mean? So we'll see what we do. We'll see what we do. Okay. But I'm going to make it worth your while to support the show because I very, very much appreciate that. And that does it for the housekeeping, guys. Something weird went down in Pennsylvania, okay? That's the moral of this intro. The moral of the story here is that something went down. Ebola, there's some gain-of-function research going on into that. Ebola is much different than COVID or any kind of coronavirus. So we'll see, man. I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. We threw this together and I think it was great. And again, guys, check out My Third Eye Podcast. I love Ghost. He's a great dude. Goofy fucking dude, just like myself. So, if you like my show, you'll like his too. He's light years ahead of where I was when I started the show, and, show him some love, guys. Enjoy the show, and you'll be hearing from me in just a couple of days, guys. Take care. Well, folks, we had an interesting situation go down in Pennsylvania. I'm going to let Ghost here kind of describe what happened, but we wanted to hop on this right away, man, because current events like this were like the old bread and butter of Dangerous World, and you actually brought this to my attention, Ghost. So what exactly happened with some macaques up there in Pennsylvania, buddy?
Well, in this part of Pennsylvania, we usually refer to it as Pennsyltucky, just because a lot of backwoods, you know. But apparently, and this is like dead center in the state, but this, and when I was looking into it, it wasn't even a tractor trailer. But this dump truck collided with this truck and trailer at the intersection of Interstate 80, which goes from East Coast to West Coast, or West Coast to East Coast, however you want to look at it, and Pennsylvania Route 54, which goes east and west. But if you look at it kind of on a map, it's more north and south. It's weird. I don't know. But anyway, they were carrying, like, the initial reports were staggering, because like you heard, it was only this amount of monkeys. And then, but it turned out there was 100 monkeys that came from Mauritius, Africa.
Go.
I think that's how you say it. Okay. But anyway, apparently they got shipped over. These things go for like $10,000 a piece.
That's what I was going to say. You said that the driver of this truck didn't even know what he was carrying. If you're carrying 100 monkeys valued around $10,000, by my calculations, that's $1,000,000. Mm-hmm. How are you not going to know what you're carrying back there?
Right. And, I guess the lady, I'm going to leave. I mean, I do have her name written down. We can use. I mean, she's been on the local news. We don't have to use it. You know,
I don't care. Yeah, go for it.
Okay. But this lady, her name is Michelle Fallon. She's from around the area, I do believe. In the you know, stuff that I read or you know, news clips that I watched. But anyway, she, like you said, she walked up to the driver to see if he needed help, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm carrying cats." And she's like, "Oh," so she walks over to one of these crates and lifts the thing, and she's like, "Here, kitty, kitty, kitty," and this fucking monkey jumps out and
yeah. So, is this the lady that got sick? So she got like spit in her eye and now she's sick?
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
And she had an open wound apparently on her hand that wasn't from this, but that's initially why she got kind of worried, because like she didn't get any actual spit, I don't believe, on her face or bit or scratched. But the fact she thinks it might have got into her open wound when it hissed or something like that.
There's got to be microscopic pieces of saliva that are flying through the air.
Oh, absolutely.
Though, you
know what I mean?
And the reason why I was so excited to talk about this with you, dude, is because I've got some theories. As soon as you started telling me about this, my brain starts going, dude. And I've done some research since you mentioned this to me a couple days ago. And I found some fascinating things that hopefully, because, you know, obviously some people have heard about this, and we're not just going to report the situation. We're going to get into some theories, and we're going to talk about some weird shit here. I didn't mean to step on your introduction of what's going on. Do you want to finish up all your details of the synopsis of what happened here?
No, I'm good. I mean, actually, you know, that's the gist of it. That I think you stepped in perfect amount of time just to set up everything else, because all I have is, you know, all the notes that I took of everything. But the only thing I'm going to add to that is when I first heard this, it reminded me of the movie Outbreak, and I mentioned it to you, and it came out in 95, so it's an older movie. But when it did come out, I mean, it was like kind of like, holy shit, this could really happen. And then here we are, 2021, boom. Or 2022, here, you know, these test monkeys that some reports say were going to Missouri, some reports say they were going to Florida. Nobody fucking knows.
Yeah. Dude, you know, I was going to try and watch the movie until I found out that Sylvester Stallone turned down the lead role.
Yeah. I think Dennis Hoffman got it.
Yeah, I believe so. So, I mean, you know, I don't know what that says. Yeah, you got Rene Russo, Dennis, Dustin Hoffman, and Morgan Freeman, you know, came out in, what, 1994? I'm sorry, 1995, I believe.
Yeah, March 10th.
Okay. So, you know, it's based on a book, I guess, which is kind of interesting. But, dude, so one thing that really stood out to me, remember when 9/11 happened, right? There was a lot of stories that broke while the events were unfolding, and then they changed the narrative, right? Directly afterwards. What we saw here with this whole monkey deal was that 4 monkeys went missing out of 100 monkeys. This isn't a massive number to count. This isn't something where it's like, oh no, we miscounted. You got 96 monkeys that are accounted for. That means 4 are gone, right? This was the initial report, and I saw this from Yahoo. And Yahoo has actually been kind of stepping up lately, and they've been reporting things pretty accurately. Mm-hmm. I think it was CBS or something reported over the next couple of days that all 3 monkeys that were lost were found. Okay. So they didn't mention a 4th monkey. Again, we're dealing with 3-digit numbers here. And when you're looking for how many monkeys are here, it's 2 digits. It couldn't be more simple. A little child could count how many monkeys are there. Mm-hmm. My immediate thought here is that 4 monkeys are gone. They found 3. There's still one out there, I think. I truly do believe that. I'm not trying to be like, you know, hyperbolic or any kind of, you know, just trying to get people excited about this. I truly believe that there is a 4th monkey running around out there, and it's pretty damn cold up there right now, right?
Oh, dude, it was 0 degrees when I went out to my car to start it this morning. Yeah, it's freezing. And these come from a tropical area. So more than likely it's froze to death.
Well, the thing is, if it freezes, and I'm gonna elaborate on this a little bit. I want to play a video that you sent me here for the listeners. There's been gain of function research going on with Ebola lately, okay, and upon other diseases. Now, what are the highs there right now?
I think today we hit, I don't know, we might have hit 30.
So it's staying freezing all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this week's been pretty brutal.
So what does that mean for a virus? If this thing dies, right, that virus is going to stay alive in this monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, you would think, right? It would stay frozen. So who's not to say that it could be Ebola that's getting messed with? And like I said, I'm going to elaborate on this in a little bit here.
Well, can I interrupt there real quick?
Of course.
When you get Ebola, is it one of the side effects bleeding from your eyes?
A lot of the symptoms that haven't been experienced with COVID are actually shared with radiation poisoning. So like your lower end radiation poisoning symptoms are that of COVID, and the higher end are that of Ebola too. Bleeding eyes, low blood pressure.
And I'm not saying the lady has this, but she did go to the hospital reporting pink eye like conditions. So obviously something's affecting her eye or eyes.
When she got a rabies vaccine, and from what I understand, the incubation period from Ebola is excessively high. I think it's in the 20s of days. So, and I'm not, you know, neither one of us, if this was a video episode, you could tell neither one of us are medical experts, but we know how to research. Okay.
I play one on TV.
Well, I'm about to get my PhD in psychology. Actually, I'm paying $20 and I'm writing a thesis for one. So it's going to be a fun little deal. Just so that, and you're going to have to refer to me as doctor, and everyone's going to have to do that. So just, prepare. I'm going to be such a dick about it. I'm going
to
be such a dick.
You're
going
to have to let me how to go down that route.
Because you should go for civil law or something. But between you and me, we'd be a fucking wrecking force.
We would.
I'll just get in. I'm going to write my thesis on MK Ultra, actually.
Oh, nice.
Well, so it's going to be fun.
You did a good series on it, so you're well educated.
Okay, so let's play this video. I'm going to see if I can, seamlessly share this here. I'm going to be pausing it periodically because I have some comments about what's being said here. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear this when I play it, Ghost. Here we go.
We begin tonight with the most unusual search near Danville. The search is for some monkeys that managed to escape a truck involved in a crash while en route to a lab. WBRE 28, WYOU 22, Eyewitness News reporter Madonna Mantione joins us live in Valley Township with the very latest. Good evening, Madonna.
Madonna.
Good evening, Mark.
She's hot.
Those monkeys got loose this afternoon after a truck hauling about 100 of them crashed here on Route 50.
So she said four monkeys, correct?
I didn't catch it. Just back it up just a hair.
Monkeys got loose this afternoon after a truck hauling about 100 of them crashed here on Route 5.
So again, they changed that from 4 to 3 because they found 3 monkeys and they don't want to cause a panic, in my humble opinion.
No, that makes sense. I didn't even catch that.
Exit of Interstate 80. Now state police and the game commission are still on scene, but this story prompted a local animal loving family to help. When word got out that these 3-pound monkeys were on the loose in Danville Friday night, the Allen family sprang into action.
And we just decided to come and try, see what we find.
Yeah, why not?
Just fuck around, you know?
And drove half an hour to search the woods along Route 54 just off Interstate I-80. That's the spot where state police and game wardens searched for the prime.
Now, I will tell you right now, everyone in Danville, the one boss that is a manager where I work, everyone in that town and surrounding little you know, the territory or whatever, I wouldn't want to say territory, but like, you know, not just
the county
town, the county, and got a text message to stay inside, do not come look for these monkeys.
So why are they going out there and doing that, right?
My first when I sent this to you, I'm like, oh, here is a prime example of why we've been in a lockdown for the last 2 fucking years, is people like this.
That or crisis actors. I mean, I think that the driver not acting, you know, playing dumb, acting like he doesn't know what he's carrying. Oh, I'm just carrying cats. Okay. And that, like, as if that's going to make him drive safer than if he's carrying monkeys. It's kind of fucked up. But, you know, this driver, dude, you are familiar with truck driving. I'm around truck drivers pretty much all freaking day. These guys know what they're carrying. It reminds me of Super Troopers when the guy's like, oh, I'm carrying soap, and he's carrying a bunch of weed. You know, they're playing dumb. The dude knew what he was carrying. And I think it just screams, like, you know, controlled situations right here. But let's go back to the video here.
What was going on? Because this was last Friday. Has anything happened?
The 21st.
Yeah. Or yeah, the 21st. was there anything that when this happened that they could have tried to distract from something else, and this actually failed because it did it for, I don't know how it didn't gain more traction. These are infected monkeys from Africa, you know, and so
I mean, there was a big UFC fight. There was a big UFC fight in Anaheim, California. Other, like, you know, geopolitically speaking, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't
know. But yeah, dude, here we go. Let's roll back into the video.
I saw it on Facebook, and actually this started as kind of a family fun joke about just making an experience and going to try to save a monkey. So I actually brought a kennel, flashlights, night vision goggles.
Who the fuck has this shit in their
that's what I was gonna say
house.
That's what I was going to say. You know, I'm just, you know, casually going out. We're bringing our night vision, thermal vision. We got bulletproof vests. We're bringing our Barrett 50 cals. We're going out there just as family fun, you know? Like, dude, I think that this guy's a freaking actor, too. And this may be my conspiracy brain working here. But, dude, night vision goggles.
He looks like a and his wife look like a, and their quote unquote daughter all look like crisis actors. Because, okay, I'm from where, 30 minutes from where this actually happened, and yesterday drove right by where this happened. And when I say drive by, normally you can tell when there was an accident. Dude, I couldn't even tell. I knew nothing. Where it was just by the video, but you couldn't see any tracks in the snow. You know what I mean? Like, they covered some shit up.
Interesting. Okay, here we go.
Not deter their efforts to lend a hand.
Now, we were worried because my one friend is a state police officer, and she's like, you know,
of course,
you can't be out there that long. So we were like, oh, God.
The Allen family.
Yeah, even though the state police said stay away.
I consider adopting one in the future.
Me and my dad saw on an app that we have that, like, people have pet monkeys, so we really wanted to get one.
Jesus. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I hate to be one of these people that just says, yeah, like, look at what she's saying. Look at her mannerisms. The wife has dead eyes. I mean, mm-hmm. black eyed, just fuck. I mean, soulless person. And I, you know, I'm not trying to slander these people. This is just what I think. You know, they try and make it seem like, oh, we're just going out there. Our daughter doesn't want to see, right. You know, the monkeys get hurt. And yes, yeah. It's cold and blah, blah, blah. But just a weird, weird vibe from me. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that, and I have no proof of my thoughts here, but that was what I was thinking. So here we go. Here's Madonna.
Yeah. What a name.
Now, game wardens have not yet said if any of the monkeys have been located, but if you do spot one, they're asking the public to keep a distance and call 911, Mark.
So then why did you interview those people?
Yeah, it's hyping it up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
You heard some noises coming from the woods. Could you describe what exactly you heard?
Oh, people being raped.
We heard about very loud some banjos.
From this wooded area. Now, we don't know what that was or if it was related to the search, but we will keep you updated both on air and online as this developing story progresses.
And also, Madonna, do we know what the plans are for the search going forward if they don't find the monkeys in the next hour or so?
Well, it's very cold out here tonight, Mark, but we don't know if that plays a factor into the search or if they will be searching tomorrow. Right when we get off this live, we're going to ask officials again to get the updated word.
All right, Madonna Maggio reporting live for us tonight near Danville. Obviously, the sooner those monkeys are found, the better.
Of course. And she is very, very pretty, I must say. I was just admiring her scarf. But, dude, so, you know, obviously lots of shady things that are kind of contradicting the whole idea of the four monkeys versus the three. That really stands out to me. But let me break down why this is so scary. Okay. So PETA, no one likes PETA. Okay. Even liberals don't really like PETA a whole lot. No,
but they actually seem like the good guys in this situation.
Well, and they made a great point. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now these monkeys were being transported. They're pissing and they're shitting in their cages. Okay. Not only are they pissing and shitting because of the normal anxiety that they would be feeling because of the transportation and these like foreign circumstances, when the accident starts, they're just full release, right? I mean, they're pissing and shitting all over the place.
And now, normally when threatened, they throw their feces.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a good point. My girlfriend does that too. when the cages get thrown out of the truck, all that stuff is going all over the place, right? If it's not in puddles or in little, concentrated areas, the air and the vapor from this stuff is going to be spreading all over the place too. And there's people on the scene right away. That's not just the one lady. As far as we know, only one lady's been treated with like rabies and shit like that, for rabies and on all these things. How many people came into contact with this potentially infected, fecal matter and urine? How many people came into contact and then just went home and thought nothing of it? Because, you know, a lot of people don't think like this, dude. The moment I find out that monkeys are involved, dude, I am going straight to the highest qualified personnel that I can get to get treated for every damn thing, man. Because a lot of monkeys, carry diseases, and I'll actually go through that here in a second. Old world and new world diseases that come from monkeys. But listed here on PETA, I'm just going to read directly from this article. And again, I can't stand PETA, but they make a great point here. This monkey crash is not the first time monkeys have posed a health risk to the public. In 1989, monkeys infected with an unknown strain of the Ebola virus landed at a facility owned by Hazelton Laboratories, later known as Covance and now Envigo, in Reston, Virginia. Okay, this is close to our boys there at Langley, right? Langley, the CIA. Four people became ill before all the monkeys were killed and the lab shut down. It happened again in 1996, that time in Texas, shipping monkeys and other animals to torment and ultimately kill them is dangerous, blah, blah, blah. So then they start getting into their propaganda. But this obviously hasn't stopped companies from experimentation and the way the protocols that these things are rolled out. Now, it's interesting that you see Texas, Virginia, and now Pennsylvania is having similar situations, but twice here we have Ebola at play. Is it illogical, Ghost, to think that possibly these monkeys are infected with Ebola, or is that like conspiratorial to you?
It's both, because if you want to come at it from how we come at look at things, yeah, it's very possible. If you come at it from, someone that doesn't look a little closer at the clues or the information that's given, then you'd be like, oh, no, you're full of shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy. Why would the government do that? And why would they, put us at risk? Well, they do it all the time. And, you take it back to 10,000 a monkey, and this dude, now here's where it gets really weird. Not weird, but this guy, the way they were transporting these monkeys, hidden in plain sight. It was a fucking contractor's trailer being pulled by a Dodge pickup truck. So around here, and probably where you are, you have a lot of, contractors. It's not uncommon to see a job trailer being pulled behind a pickup truck going to a job, either to put siding, a roof, frame a house, do whatever. And that's exactly what it, no markings on the trailer.
Whoa. And so they were using an independent contractor to transport this $1 million worth of shit.
Mm-hmm. What most people in that type of business would call hot shots. So they'll get a trailer. They'll haul anything. They don't give a fuck. And it was just a plain gray Dodge pickup with probably about a 16 to 20 foot, cargo trailer being pulled right behind them. No markings, no nothing. So who's going to look at that? Hidden right under your nose.
Yeah, dude. And you would also think that whether these are monkeys that are infected with disease or whether these are monkeys that are going, because it said that it was going to a lab, right? So why trust an independent contractor with that? You know what I mean? I'm not saying that the contractor was 100% involved, but I am. I think that, and I don't know who it was. I don't know the name. We'll leave his name out of this.
I couldn't find any name on the trucking company.
Okay. Well, it's an independent contractor, right? So,
yeah.
You know, I'm not again trying to cover my ass here. I'm not saying that, you know, I don't know what the fucking dude was up to. And even if I did, I wouldn't throw his name out there, but there's something about that, man. The same way that like JFK's autopsy was done by a first timer for his brain. Like you want somebody that sounds incompetent, right? Uh-huh. That's doing something extremely important. And then this happens, dude, it's fucking weird. It just doesn't add up. It, you know, so we'll see. Again, Ebola takes multiple weeks at this point to like there's an incubation period of that time. So this could happen down the road if the one monkey that is still infected and that's out there potentially, let's say this thing dies and freezes through the winter. Again, the gain of function that's been going on with Ebola may make it more resistant to freezing, may make it more resistant to, you know, being aerosolized or whatever. This could happen 6 months from now. This could happen like way, way down the road.
Incubation period was like 20 days somewhere in there?
20 something is what I heard. And that's not from an official source.
That would put it the 11th of February, Valentine's Day weekend.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. From the 21st?
Yeah, from the 21st.
Okay. Yeah, man. So, I mean, well, that's true, actually. It's good, solid math, honestly. Yeah, but, yeah.
Thank
dude.
No, for my smartphone.
Right? Dude, I just think that, and again, just because something doesn't happen in over Valentine's Day weekend, that doesn't mean that this isn't still at play. I'm just concerned at the freezing temperatures. Clearly, these things are going to die. You know, the one monkey that's left out there is going to die, probably.
And but, what happens when some scavenger comes across, like a coyote or, you know,
a dog,
you know, anything like that? You know, now what are they going to go spread it to?
Yeah. And like I said, I can't stress the idea of the gain of function Ebola. You know, there's Ebola mutations that are making it more deadly. I can get into that here in a little bit. I did want to talk about some of the old world viruses that come from monkeys. So, you know, Ebola is not the only thing that can potentially, and Ebola supposedly first started, and who knows exactly where it came from, but it really spread with needle sharing in Africa, from what I understand. But some of the viruses that you have here are hepatitis A, pox virus, so smallpox, chickenpox, whatever, respiratory, I don't know what this is, syncytial virus, rotavirus, simian hemorrhagic fever virus, simian retrovirus D, simian T cell leukemia. That's a good one.
Mm.
Simian virus 40. So if you're interested in any of those, just look them up. That's the viruses that are from old world monkeys. Okay. Bacteria from old world monkeys. Wish me luck with the pronunciation of these. Campylobacter jejuni, Siglia spp, Streptococcus pneumonia, Mycobacterium tuberculosis, Bordetella brochiceptia. I don't know. I can post a picture of this, and Ghost, I'll send you this picture too.
Yeah.
Haemophilus influenza. And then the parasites that spread from these old world creatures. Strongyloides, SSSPP, trico something. And then Blantidium coli. So probably a cousin to E. coli. Mm-hmm. So clearly, I mean, we're more familiar with like the viruses, you know, the pox viruses, hepatitis A, leukemia. I didn't understand it.
You did leave one out that the macaques specifically carry. And that's AIDS. Herpes B.
Yes, that is one for sure, but that's in the New World monkeys, right?
Okay, my bad.
No, it's all good. You know, I'm glad, and this shows that you're paying attention. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not
full retard yet.
Okay, so here we go. So we got from the New World monkeys, zoonosis associated with New World monkeys. And zoonosis, if you listen to my episode on brucellosis, this is like a mycoplasma type deal. Zoonosis is just simply a disease or a virus or a disorder of some kind that spreads from animal to man. Okay. New world diseases here: tuberculosis, measles, enteritic pathogens. So what these are, several pathogens may be transmitted from marmosets to humans via the fecal oral route. So again, the shit and the piss that is thrown around upon the accident. You know, this is how these kind of pathogens spread. Prevention of transmission is archived through use of personal protective equipment. Okay. Disinfection or surfaces and equipment of, proper hand hygiene. So they're, you know, kind of pounding home the idea. You can simply wash your hands. You can wear the proper gear to, kind of fight these things off. Shingalosis. Okay. Shingles. Salmonella, Cryptosporidium. Don't know what
that sounds familiar. The sporidium part does anyway, but I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it does sound familiar.
Like, well, I can read it here. It's a parasite that affects many mammals. Infected animals shed the organism in their feces. Again, a lot of these things come from their shit and their piss, and that's what the big problem is, and that's why I give PETA some props here, dude, even though I can't stand them.
Yeah.
But they're the only site that I saw actually point that out, that a lot of fecal matter and urine was spread all over the freaking place, dude. And you're also breathing that in for all the passersby, you know, maybe after they cleaned it up, you know, it's all good to go. But, you know, people immediately on the scene are absolutely at risk there. Cryptosporidium, which that's a parasite that affects many mammals. Infected animals shed the organism through the feces. Same deal. Giardiasis, caused by ingestion of the parasite Giardia. Symptoms include. Have you heard of this?
Giardia. Wouldn't that be where you get diarrhea? You get that diarrhea, and because a lot of the settlers would come down with giardia.
Yeah, diarrhea, nausea, abdominal cramps may begin 1 to 3 weeks after the ingestion. So this is a long play. 2 to 6 weeks could be also, you know, going into it. So that's why this is so fascinating to me, and it's scary, because in that time it can spread throughout the country easily. You know what I mean?
Quickly.
And dude, I hate doing the fear porn. Like, I hate trying to be like, dude, this is fucking gonna end the world. It's a scary situation. I think it's a little uneasy, especially after it seems like COVID is kind of losing its steam. When are they going to pull out the big guns is my concern, right? Other zoonotic agents can happen. As you mentioned, hepatitis B, prevention. They get into like some preventions. It's obviously washing your hands. They're pounding home wearing the mask. And this is from CDC. So, yeah, dude, just an interesting idea that, yeah, monkeys carry a lot of freaking weird diseases, dude.
Yeah. And then, you know, like the little girl said, oh, I want a pet monkey, you know. No. Okay, Michael Jackson tried to make it cool to have a monkey, too. Well, he wasn't. Yeah, whatever.
He also fucked kids, I think.
Yeah. Right?
Allegedly.
Yes, allegedly.
But
you know, when you go down the whole monkey route, and there is a fascination with it because, you know, if they're vaccinated and are up to date on, you know, all their vaccines, just as a dog, you know, they probably could, certain ones make a really cool, you know, household member or pet. But at the end of the day, I don't want to go down that route of constantly raising a little toddler for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? Because essentially that's what you're going to get. You know what I mean? They don't get more smart as they grow older like we do.
Yeah, they have to wear diapers their whole lives and all that shit, you know? So, yeah, who wants that, really? Unless you got, like, maids.
Yeah. Got that money.
Yeah, dude. Well, I'll get there someday, but I'll never own a monkey. I'll tell you that right now. So, you know, there was an interesting site. I listen to this podcast, dude. It's kind of annoying to me sometimes, but Dave Hodges, he has the Common Sense Show.
Okay.
He's, in my opinion, not a great host, but he has incredible information and really great guests on there. Not trying to throw any shade. It's just kind of tough to listen to for a lot of people, but he also has a website. If you don't like listening to him, you can check out his site. And he's been talking about gain of function research for Ebola for quite some time. And he's got some numbers here that are pretty interesting. When it comes to generational Ebola. So like the first generation, you take one patient, that'll get to two Ebola patients. second generation, 2 to 4, third generation, 4 to 16, fourth generation, 16 to 256, fifth generation, 256 to 65,536, sixth generation, 65,536 gets to 4,294,000. Oh, I'm sorry, no, 4,294,967,296. So we're covering the entire world by the sixth generation of Ebola.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, not the whole world, I guess, but, you know, probably a fair amount of the evolved world, the first world, if we want to call it that.
The first couple numbers that you threw out, I'm like, okay, and then all of a sudden, boom, it just jumped up to 100, then, in the thousands, and then millions, like,
yeah,
4, 5, and 6. It's like, holy shit.
And that's over 20, 40, 60, 80, 100, it's over 120 days that would get from 2 people to 4 billion plus people.
120 days is 4 months.
Yeah. So
that's not long.
Not at all. And people would be having a kind of, you know, chill out and shit like that. So I don't know, dude. It's just a scary situation. I find it fascinating that the numbers, like the big thing to me, I'll tell you right now, was the you know, Yahoo reporting four, and even Madonna there, right? Madonna's talking about how, you know, four monkeys are gone, and then
that was what everybody thought. It was four, and then, you know, it's weird how they just kind of fucking slip it right in there, like you were saying. It went from 4 to 3, and everybody just assumed, oh well, they heard wrong or something, you know what I mean? You know, and we just went with it, you know, self-admittingly. You know, I didn't even think nothing of it until you pointed it out today. And I was just like, huh, yeah, where is this fourth monkey? You know what I mean?
Well, you're out there in Pennsylvania too, dude. Keep an eye out. And if you see that shit, stay the hell away. You know what
yeah. I mean? Well, when I drove through there that day, I made sure all my windows were, even though it's cold, I do vape. So I've always had to have my driver's side window cracked from back from when I used to smoke cigarettes or whatever, but I drove right through there, man. I kept my windows up, and I even turned the heat off, so no air was it was just weird, you know what I mean? Cause you don't know what could still be lingering there. Now, granted, it's cold, you know, viruses and bacteria don't necessarily spread in temperatures that low, but
they usually do really well actually in low temperatures. That's why everyone gets so sick. You know, even, you know, everyone was making fun of Donald Trump because he thought that COVID-19 was going to go away in the summer, in the spring, right? Uh-huh. They don't do as well in the summer. So that's
I was always taught the opposite, because like they can't live in a freezing environment. But the reason why we supposedly get sick, you know, there's many debates on terrain theory and germ theory or whatever, but we're all cooped up in the house where it is warm. And no fresh air is coming in and what have you. But, you know, hey, everything.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah. And maybe you're right. That's just what I grew up always being taught, you know. But, you know, you get into the world of podcasting, you know, there's tons of other sided information on many different topics. So, you know, at the end of the day, I'm never going to claim that what I was taught was right, because I still got it from a government education. So,
yeah. Well, I'm right there with you, dude. I don't know, man. What are your thoughts, dude? Like, you know, I don't know. I didn't want to drag this episode out too much because it is such a new thing. You know, we kind of touched on the idea that there is the predictive programming in movies, not just Outbreak. I mean, there's tons of movies where
28 days later.
Yeah. All kinds of. Exactly, dude. 28 weeks later, the sequel, the better movie of the two, I think. Any closing thoughts, dude? I mean, I don't know if you had anything else. I just, like I said, I find this fascinating.
There was a couple things I wanted to touch on. Just what struck me was some of the first reports, they kept saying it was a tractor trailer, or depending on where you are in the country, a semi or what have you. But it turned out to just be a Dodge pickup truck. Now, how do you confuse an 18-wheeled vehicle with a pickup truck hauling a trailer? That is
fascinating. I didn't even see that myself.
6, maybe 8 wheels, depending on how many are on the trailer axle, you know, if it has 4 wheels or not. in 2020, okay, we imported 26,000 macaques alone.
Mm. In 2020, huh? What else happened in 2020?
Rona. And then here's what got me. They some reports say that there was a passenger in the truck and that he was injured. But then most reports say nobody was injured in the accident. Okay. Then there's another report that says that the driver was just simply issued a ticket and sent on his way. When does that ever really happen in an accident like this? If they're hauling government property, why would you just give him a ticket and send him on his way?
What do you think would be the normal protocol?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
it does seem weird.
It does seem weird. I wouldn't necessarily send him on his way, but maybe field sobriety. You have to have reasonable cause for that. I don't know. I guess the reason why I say that is just because of the cargo that he was carrying, that you would just simply send him on his way. You know what I mean? Like, oh, here you go, buddy. It was or wasn't your fault. You know, sorry about your luck, but I guess we'll get your cargo there somehow. Because the trailer.
He didn't even continue carrying the cargo. Do we know who brought the cargo? Who brought these monkeys to their destination?
No. Nobody knows that.
Huh. Yeah, dude.
And the fact that there was a CDC representative along with the Pennsylvania State Health Organization, State Police, and Game Commission all there that quick. Now, I can understand and local law enforcement and state police, but to have a health official there that quick and a CDC representative there that quick.
Is there a CDC lab anywhere near you guys?
Not that I know of, unless they have one up at Geisinger Medical Center. But I'd have to check with my one family member that works there. You know, they might know something, but to my knowledge, no.
Health Pennsylvania. There's just Pennsylvania CDC.
Probably yeah, in Harrisburg.
When you search that, it just pulls up the different, like the key health indicators and all these things. I'm not seeing anything just from a quick search. I wish that I would have been able to look into that a little more. That's fascinating. Because, yeah, dude, if there's nothing in the direct area, clearly there's something in Virginia, right? Yeah. There's got to be something in Virginia, which is not terribly far at all from you guys.
No, it's, man, 5-6 hours, depending on to the border, you know, depending on where you're going to go, you know, could be 8-9 hours. But another thing that I saw was that lady that got sick, Michelle Fallon, received a letter the very next day from the CDC to seek immediate medical attention if she had made contact with the monkeys, which obviously she didn't make physical contact, but she was close enough to get spat on and be in the feces. Mm-hmm. Now, when does mail travel that fucking fast?
Yeah. She got like a hard letter.
Yeah. That's what the report said that I read. So, I mean, unless they're bullshitting, I don't know. It seemed, I forget the site. I probably should have wrote that down. Dumb me, but.
Well, so my thing playing devil's advocate here about why the dude, you know, the driver didn't get taken in for questioning after, you know, crashing $1 million payload, right? Mm-hmm. COVID, you know, it's a shitty excuse. It's a shitty excuse, but it's an excuse. And everyone's using that as an excuse lately to break protocol for all kinds of things, right? But you brought up a fascinating point. Who took the fucking things to their destination? You know what I mean? Who brought them where they were supposed to go?
Right. And oddly enough, this happened at 3:30 p.m. Okay.
Dude, I heard 3:20. I'm so glad you brought that up, not to cut you off. I heard around 3:20. They said around 3:20. Was it 3:22? The Skull and Bones number? Huh? Ooh, what do you think, dude? Yeah.
Right? I didn't even think so, that. Sorry. Or 3:33. You know, yeah. You get the 3, 6, 9. You know, if you add them together. But the fact that, okay, that time of day, within the next hour to an hour and 20 minutes, you're looking at dark time.
And, really? Wow. It's dark early there.
Yeah. So, like right now, it's almost, it's about 20 minutes to 6 my time, and I can just still, I can pick out the house across the street. Mm. But yeah, it, you know, obviously it gets a little lighter each day. But this time of year, yeah, usually, you know, as soon as the equinox kicks off, I mean, it's 4:30 dark here on the East Coast. So you go to, you get up in the dark, you go to work, and you come home in the dark.
Huh.
And the only reason I'm saying that is, wow, how convenient to crash at that time. And now everything could be covered up in the darkness. And that goes into who the fuck took the rest of these monkeys to their final destination.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it is a, it's a very, very interesting concept. And I do, I, like I said, you know, going back to that video that we played, I think it's funny that, you know, the guy that goes, that happens to go out and get the interview from the news network, he's got his night vision goggles. He's got all of his shit. You know what I mean?
I know a lot of hunters that don't even have that. You're not allowed to even hunt with night vision. You know what I mean?
Well, like, dude, night vision's expensive. If we're talking like white phosphorus, they can be like $5,000-$6,000.
Yeah. And from the looks of the, it didn't look like cheap equipment.
Yeah, it didn't look, I mean, who am I to know? You would actually know more about that. You've been around it more than I have in the military and whatnot, but like
very old technology. It's came leaps and bounds. You know, I was in from 96 to 2000. So, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But hell, even then, I don't even know if it was really attainable by the public up until, you know, around 2000, maybe early 2000s or whatever. But just looking at it, I mean, it looked like decent quality equipment. I mean, who the fuck has the money to own that? And then, oh, we saw it on a Facebook post. And then her friend was a state trooper. Well, they can't be out there that long. Well, I thought all the state and local cops and everybody else told everybody to stay the fuck home. Why are you out there? And then you're being interviewed by the news crew from Harrisburg. Like,
to make it seem like they're doing the right thing and shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, dude, there's something very weird about that video. Like you said, when you sent it to me in an email, you're like, cringe as fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is, dude. It seems... See, that's the thing, man. Like, I find myself oftentimes, like, when I'm looking into, like, these new things that happen, like, before there's, like, an established narrative, am I being paranoid about, like, the way that I view things? I always try to ask that. I think it's a healthy thing to ask, especially if you're trying to get out good information and you know, not trying to be hyperbolic or, you know, riddled with panic. But, I mean, dude, that wasn't a good look.
No, it wasn't. And the only name that I could pick out on anything other than live animal keep upright on the crate was the food. It was called lab diet. It specially formulated laboratory animal diet. It might mean nothing, but that's the only name, like I said, that you could pick out on any of the crates or any of what was being hauled was the food. And they even did like a weird close up of the food, but not a close up of the crates. They for the longest time they were only showing the dump truck. And then finally, you know, I forget which news station it was, had a picture of the normal cargo trailer that a contractor would carry. And you could barely see the Dodge pickup truck in the background. It was like, what the fuck?
Hey, Ghost, you know something that's going on right now that may be distracting from this and why it's not making news? You know what it could be possibly to the north of you guys there in Canada?
Oh, those truckers.
Yeah. That is being hyped the fuck up. And I doubt anything's really going to get done with that as much as I want to see it.
Right.
There's some weird numerological coincidences with the name of the movement and all these things.
Yeah, I did see something about that with the 56 or 55 or
56. Yeah.
Yeah. 56. And then, Like, what the fuck?
Because my thing is, why isn't this being talked about a lot? You know, we talked about this. What is it? It happened the 21st. We're talking about it 6 days later. It's going to come out 7 days later.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, usually people are talking about this like crazy, this kind of stuff. This weird conspiratorial stuff is being thrown around like crazy. But I think that kind of leads you to believe that maybe this is something serious, because you get this whole thing in Canada. Anything that you know, the Beirut explosion, that was talked about by so many people. I've got a lot of people that text me and DM me about, you know, current events. I didn't get anything about this. You're the one that told me about this thing.
Yeah, just on a random phone call telling you, hey, my shirts came and I wanted to thank you personally. And I was like, hey, did you hear about these monkeys? And you're like, no, what?
Yeah.
So I laid it out and you're like, dude, we got to get this out on an episode. I was like, yeah, let's do it. So it's not a longer episode, but it obviously didn't need to be. There's not a whole bunch of information out there. That night I got off the phone with you, I sat there for probably about a good two and a half hours just scrolling through either YouTube, you know, either Google, DuckDuckGo, you know, searching for anything that I could find, you know, different newspaper write-ups and what have you. And, you know, I got about 2 pages worth of notes, but it wasn't much different than what you were able to get. You
said that you found more on TikTok, right, Ghost?
Yeah. TikTok is where, was where I discovered that it hit Tucker Carlson. I was like, oh shit. And then I started seeing a couple. Yeah. And then I started seeing a couple others videos of people posting it on TikTok. Like, oh, where have I seen this before? You know, and they'll put the headline up there and then they switch it over to, you know, the movie Outbreak or whatever. And it's like, oh, you know, but conspiracy TikTok, man, they're usually all over this shit. As much as I bash people for being on TikTok, I don't know. I go there for some good conspiracy shit.
Interesting. You know, I wonder if they're trying to pull people over there.
It could, you know, it pulled me. I ain't going to lie. It pulled me. I made fun of my wife when she had it. And I was like, TikTok. Oh, that's all you guys do. You're as bad as our daughter or what have you. Then there I am on it. And, going conspiracy TikTok and then
doing the point videos.
I hate those. Those ones I usually just scroll past.
Don't lie, you do them. You do those and you do your little challenges on there.
Yeah, I wish. But at the end of the day, you know, even if it's something that I come across that I think, could this be real or is this guy making shit up? It gives you something to go and look up and look into for yourself. And it's like, makes you think.
Well, did you get through all of your 2 pages of notes? You seem like you did some digging. I want to make sure that we didn't leave any of that out.
As far as I was scratching things off as I was going. So yeah, I don't have anything. Yeah, I touched on everything. Other than, did you come up with anything of the numbers from March 10th, 1995 with the how many days, years, months, and what have you?
I didn't, dude. No,
I couldn't either.
I thought that it could have been something that would have been divisible by like 666 or something. You know, I just couldn't find anything.
I couldn't either.
Substantial.
That's why I was like, dude, are you good with numbers? Because I'm sitting there, I'm doing it. I'm like, I'm just not getting anything.
And yeah.
I'm like, so the fact that you didn't hit me back, I was like, he probably didn't either. So it was pretty much a nothing burger. It was just,
yeah, dude. And then I feel like you can find patterns in these things if you're searching for them. But like, I wanted to go with concrete stuff here. Obviously, we threw a couple of theories around, you know, the idea that there is a fourth monkey out there somewhere, whether he's frozen to death or whether he's running around. There is something that might be kind of interesting. Maybe these things were kind of like genetically modified to be freeze resistant, the monkeys themselves. That's a possibility. You know what I mean? It would be wild to see. Imagine seeing this freaking monkey out there in the you know, forest or whatever you guys got up there. And it's
woods.
Yeah, and this thing's just hanging out in a tree, you know, barely surviving, but surviving, you know, spreading its shit around. And, you know, it could be hiding in a fucking trash can, getting in someone's garage, you know, so, who knows, dude, who knows? So
Pennsylvania's new version of javelinas.
Oh, dude, don't get me started on these fucking javelinas, man. Ruin one of my mornings.
Yeah.
Here. Multiple mornings. This happens pretty often. I had to tie my trash cans together because of that. But
they're as bad as freaking trash pandas up here.
Yeah, well, yeah, and they're bigger and they travel in packs. Aren't trash pandas solo dolo? They hang around pretty much by themselves.
That coon, sometimes solo, but you know, it's not uncommon to see, you know, three or four of them together, a few of them. You know,
interesting.
But yeah, mainly solo.
Yeah, dude. And this fucking dog, this new dog, didn't even blink. I mean, just nothing. You know,
nothing.
So whatever.
Well, how long was he on the street? Maybe he's friends with him.
Yeah, he probably doesn't know him.
he's like, hey, Javier, what's up, man?
Yeah, he's trying to cover for him and shit. Yeah. No, nope, dude, man,
I don't know these guys.
Yeah, well, he's white. He's a straight white man, so he's a piece of shit. But no, he's a great dog, man. I'm excited to have.
He looks cute as shit.
Yeah, we clipped him up a little bit, so he looks a little more groomed. But dude, I was gonna say, since we're wrapping up here, man. Probably not something that everybody wants to hear, dude, but that colonic shit, I would absolutely fucking recommend it. I'm going back for another one here in a couple days.
Now, where do you schedule one of those, with like your local medical practitioner? Or
No. So just search it. It can also be called hydrotherapy.
Hydrotherapy.
Okay. Dude, fucking look into it, man. It's scary as shit when it goes in. I almost punched a lady in the face when she put it in because she didn't tell me. It goes in 3 inches. It's not horrible.
3 inches could be terrifying. Well,
you know it's in there. Let me tell you that. You know it's in there. But once you relax, so much fucking bile from my liver. I like my alcohol. I mean, I would recommend. And she drinks. Supposedly, this lady drinks like a fish that gave me the colonic. Okay. She drinks like an obscene amount. And she's like, yeah, I give myself colonics minimum once a week. And so, like, well, I'm not going to do that because they're $90 here. Oh, but shit. Once a month, I'm going to do. You know what I mean? And dude, so much bile from my liver's coming out, and they'll tell you what's what.
Undigested. Do they watch it come out?
Yeah, you can watch it. It's a clear tube. You see all the shit coming out. It's wild. Oh, dude. It's
okay. So I was kind of thinking it was like an enema. They pump this liquid in, you hold it in, and then you go over to like a toilet and release it.
No, you're laying there on your back for 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how long it goes. And they're pumping water in, and then they suck it out. And then it just like, dude, it's fucking wild. She was telling me some stories. She gave a colonic to a 60-something-year-old woman, and she sucked Crayola crayons out of her ass that she ate when she was 4 years old.
Oh my God.
That kind of shit comes out of your fucking body, dude.
Damn.
So another dude had a Coca-Cola wrapper come out of his ass, because when he was in college, he was doing a hazing thing, you know, the rituals that the fraternities do, and they were making him eat wrappers, and then he went to go throw them up, but apparently he didn't throw up a Coca-Cola wrapper, sat in his fucking colon for 30 years, dude. You know what I mean?
God,
you can find so much shit, dude. And so I'm gonna go back, I'm gonna get three done, and then because I just wanted to follow up, since you know you and I are here together again, I wanted to follow up with what Rob was talking about, dude. Dude has some great information. I'm excited to talk with him again on, you know, a follow-up episode that we're going to do with a couple others involved. But, dude, I fucking recommend it, man. Practice with some enemas, because this tube's a little thicker and shit. And
I told you last night, you got bigger balls than me. I haven't worked up to the turkey baster yet.
Hey, dude, I just shaved my ass. All that matters, dude, you got to think about the asses that these people see. Yours isn't the worst. It's not the worst.
True.
She actually told me that one time she put it in a lady's pussy because the lady was 400 pounds and she missed the butthole.
Oh,
so, you know, she got a great
wonder what came out of there.
Well, that's the lady that had the crayon. No, I'm just kidding. No, you imagine that. She's got crayons. No, but, you know, it's wild.
I was young. I was experimenting.
It was fun. You know, it was called macaroni and cheese color. And I was okay, let's go. No, yeah, it's I am a fucking advocate of that now. Hardcore. I recommend anyone that is still listening to this episode at this point, look into a colonic, dude. And like, I was very hesitant. I was nervous as shit, but I'm actually excited to go back. Dude, I lost 5 pounds the first one. Like my gut it was hard going in, and now it's like softer. Like it just, dude, it's a night and day difference. And you walk out of there feeling euphoric because you're hydrated at a cellular level, because it's just water. It's not saline. They're just pumping water and sucking the water back out. You're extremely hydrated. And like, you just walk out of there, you feel light. You feel fucking great, dude. It's awesome. So I recommend it to anybody. What's that?
Does it give you a boner?
No, because you got something in your ass, and it's terrifying.
That's so, true.
Why, maybe next time
some people
will.
Are in that.
Maybe, well, maybe next time it will. We'll see. Maybe I'll ask for a wider tube next time. But yeah, you know, like,
do you mind if I get a rager right now?
Yeah, dude. No, look into a ghost, honestly, man. Because you like drinking. You said you enjoy your drinks. They'll get a lot of bile out of your liver. And I asked her what that means. And she was like, it means that your liver is working hard. And it's like, well, yeah, it's because of the alcohol. And she was like, well, yeah, well, hopefully we get a lot of that out. If you do this regularly, you'll be able to continue drinking the way that you like and all this shit. So, dude, I recommend it to fucking anybody, dude.
Now, are you still doing the coffees?
I'll probably do a couple before I go in. You know, they'll do that too. They'll do colonics with coffees and stuff like that. You can add that shit on. And, yeah, dude. I mean, the people are generally pretty cool and they don't get grossed out or anything. She was telling me stories. I mean, dude, you know, she's had like blowouts, as they call it, where shit just sprays all over the place. And they don't, you know, they don't freak out about it. But dude, like I said, man, I can't recommend it enough. I'm a big advocate for that shit now, for sure. And you wouldn't think by looking at me that I think that that's a great idea, but like it just a night and day.
Dude, I gotta admit, like when you told me you were going to do the coffee enema and then you're like, I'm scheduling this. I'm going to do it. I'm just like, you know what? More power to you, man. Cause like I said, I haven't tried. I went and apparently borax is hard to get around here now all of a sudden.
Really? I found some.
Yeah. They could only get me, was it? It wasn't 20
mule team.
Yeah, I think it was 12 mule team. So I got to get with Rob, unless the guy was, I don't know. He kind of seemed weird, but they had to pull it in from another store. But anyway,
fuck that guy. No. Yeah. They still sell it. If you got like Kroger stores up there, they'll have it there.
Yeah. Not where I live. But Kroger's not a thing. That's more of a Southern thing.
Order it on fucking Amazon.
Yeah, that's true. Could do that.
Yeah.
But what I was saying, I was like, you know what? Excuse me. I'm glad I turned my friend Ryan onto Rob. You know, I knew you would get great information from him. Your audience and some of the episodes that you'd done previous to that led perfectly right into what he had to offer. And the fact that you're putting this into practice, man, I'm proud of you.
Thanks, man.
Very proud of you.
Like, well, and thank you very much for introducing me to him. Cause dude, my girl here has been telling me about doing colonics for a while. She's from California. So they do it often there.
She shaves her armpits though, right?
No. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. No, it's just, it's a health thing, dude, for some, and you know that it's healthy because your insurance won't cover it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a healthy, healthy thing.
Saturday when we went out for our anniversary dinner, we sat down and I was like, I looked at her and, you know, you and I had been talking, you know, prior to that or whatever. I said, did you know coffee enemas are a thing? And she goes, oh yeah, Janet Jackson used to do them back in the day. And da, 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 da. I was like, okay. Shows you I wasn't paying attention to Janet Jackson for a long fucking time.
Yeah. Well, they did an episode of like my weird addiction or something like that, where a dude was doing like five of those a day. And so it painted coffee enemas in a bad light. You know what I mean?
Of course.
I'm still learning about. Yeah, dude, I'm still learning about this shit, man. But like, I honestly, man, the fucking best thing I would say to do, because as Rob mentioned, and then we'll wrap up here. But as Rob mentioned, holding those toxins in and holding that shit in your colon. And if you can't get all of the you know, waste out of your body, it's a precursor to cancer, dude. It's a precursor to name a disease. It is a precursor to that, to just be holding it in your stomach. It's connected directly to your brain. You know, there's a problem with just having the shit and your liver. Your liver is the most important thing, even for this COVID shit. Your liver, if you have a healthy liver, it will fucking make sure that you don't die of COVID, you know, and people actually do die of it. It's a flu, you know, people die of the flu and
make sure you're drinking your quinine.
Yes. Quinine, all your, you know, staying hydrated. Mm-hmm. And that's just an added bonus of these colonics, dude. You'll be the most hydrated that you have ever been. When I was done with the colonic, I drank a fucking hat, like almost a full bottle of Jameson right when I got home. Because like I had a podcast scheduled with Andy from the Deep Share, and he had to bail because his, you know, his son's sick, and I hope he gets better and everything works out.
That sucks.
I know, it's shitty, dude. I was like, he was all apologetic. I'm like, hey man, no, fucking take care of your kid, dude. That's way more important than this shitty show. But then he was like, you know, I got home and I was like, all right, dude, I'm gonna fucking pound it. And we, dude, I drank a bottle almost of Jameson and no hangover, dude, because I was so damn hydrated. Yeah. So if nothing else, before you go and have a fucking party, dude, I mean, look into it.
Get a colonic. Yeah.
Look into it. So,
you know, it's funny. You're going to be talking with Randy later. He hit me up yesterday asking for the recipe for that, for the quinine that I make. And he goes, I can't find the tonic water that had the quinine in it. And I said, well, maybe they figured it out that, you know, what it helps with and why people are drinking it, you know, and goes back to our discussion that we had a month or so ago. And you're like, oh yeah, it's in tonic water and this and that. Well, then he found some at a liquor store, and cause I guess he was feeling a little congested or whatever. And then he messaged me later on. He's like, dude, this stuff is the shit. He goes, I drank a bottle of it and already I can feel my lungs opening up. And I'm like, you got it. Cause he asked me for the, like I said, the recipe. And I sent it to him. I said, now, granted, that makes 2 gallons. So cut it back to, you know, how much you want to make at one time. And I said, drink it every day. Add some vitamin D to your vitamins and,
you know, and your zinc.
And I only take zinc if I feel like I'll judge it off my snot. If my snot isn't clear and it's starting to get a little yellow or green, that means that, you know, obviously there's an infection somewhere in your body. Then I'll start taking my zinc because then, you know, obviously they can't live in a sink and filled environment. And take that for a day or two. And dude, I haven't been sick in probably well over a year after, you know, making this. But my immune
system. Did you get COVID ever?
I tested positive with no symptoms.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then you got it. Yeah. No, that's the thing. I got real sick back in January 2020. And that was really the last time that I've been sick. I felt like shitty, but I haven't been like out for the count. You know what I mean?
Right.
Since January 2020. I didn't even knock on wood. Shitty. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dude, it was like a 10-day vacation for me. I stayed up every night. I
cranked one out. Yeah.
Cranked one out. Drank some beers. It did. I was like, all right, dude, you're paying me to stay home because I quote unquote tested positive from your, you know, multi-cycle PCR test, whatever.
Yeah, dude, you know, there's a lot of piece of shit workers out there doing that and you know, just saying that they're sick. You know what I mean? I'm not that you did that at all. I trust that you fucking would actually rather work than just sit on your ass. You know,
no,
what I mean?
I had to get it because my wife tested positive.
Yeah, there you go.
She actually was pretty damn sick. I mean, she, you know, like any flu that you get, it depends on, you know, who you are and, you know, whatever, you know, and it knocked her on her ass. I mean.
Well, dude, I was concerned about my parents, man. They both got it and they were sick for like 3 fucking weeks. You know what I mean? Yeah. My mom was crying, you know, like my dad was like, I don't think this fucking thing's ever going to go away. And I was just like, well, shit. Like, and I tried to give them the horse paste, not medical advice. My mom took a little bit and then my dad just got pissed off at me because he thought that it was like something super bad. And then I just told him like, hey, you know, like, you know, when he's healthy, he thinks like I do. But then when, you know, he was scared, understandably.
Oh, absolutely.
And his thought process changed a little bit. But yeah, dude, like I've heard stories of people rubbing that on their baby's chest and hands and feet and it heals them up, dude. It's fucking weird. I don't understand. I'm not going to pretend that I know why, but, you know,
there's a reason why the guy won a Nobel Peace Prize.
And it wasn't for the Kentucky Derby, dude. It was for fucking people use. So,
yeah,
weird, but. Ghost, we could talk all day, dude. I appreciate this, man. What else do you, why don't you plug your stuff for my audience and, you know, just talk about maybe some of the episodes you have planned.
Okay. Yeah. Coming up. Well, I'm going to actually hop off this and hopefully try and release this tonight. Cause I'm going to
do the same thing, man. So yeah, get the shit out there. It's a current event topic.
Yeah. And, tomorrow I'm going to be releasing, if you follow Legit Bat, they already released the episode of last week's Talk at the Tavern, but I'm going to be releasing it tomorrow. I do that every Friday, get some podcasters together. I think I've kind of learned to keep it right around 6 or 7. Any more than that can
hours?
Get a little... No. Well, yeah. No, people.
Oh, I was like, Jesus, was that how long it was? Because you said it was longer. Okay.
Yeah, I think last week we went, oh man, almost, it was after 11, and we started recording on 7:30 East Coast time. And so, I mean, it's always good talk. So, but yeah, I do that. I got my podcast started thanks to this man right here. You know, listen to me bitch and complain and acting like a fucking moron retard, but you can.
Oh, you did it yourself. Stop it.
I did, but you helped a lot. And, you know, I can't thank you enough. If you have any content, want to come on the show, or just have something that you think might be valuable, mythirdeyepod@gmail.com or Instagram at mythirdeyepodcast. You can DM me, I get back to you as soon as I can. I'm starting to realize how many people can start to reach out, and I feel bad that I don't, because I'm the type of person, if you text me, I'm going to text you right back. And now I'm starting to realize I'm not being able to get right back to people, but I do get back to you. Go to my YouTube, hit the subscribe button, like the page. I can't plug it enough. Lines of Destiny. We're killing it over there. Hopefully the audio version will be released soon. But it's a very heavily visual presentation of truth. And if you have 3 hours and 45 minutes to sit down and watch it, please do. And for those that have done that, thank you for the love, the support. If you want to support me, you can go to Anchor. You can drop a little donation. I don't have a Patreon yet. I think I'm going to give my podcast about a year and then maybe start putting some stuff behind a paywall and then look into some merchandising stuff. But other than that, get a hold of me. I don't care what you have to offer. You know, let's seek the truth together and let's pry open our third eye together. And on that note, you can plug your stuff for my audience, and obviously, they know where to get a hold of Ryan Dean at the Dangerous World Podcast.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, yeah, no. I think that you got the right mindset, you know, waiting a little bit for a Patreon, because, yeah, you don't want to put something out and five people are listening to it or whatever, you know. Dangerous World Podcast, patreon.com/Dangerous World Podcast, Dangerous World Pod on Instagram, dangerousworldstore.com for your merch. And I'm working on some thanks for wearing that, Ghost. It's a fun thing, and you've been supporting the merch since you and I have met, so that's always,
yes, sir,
really helpful, dude. And then I'm gonna be working on some mystery boxes here as well, so if you give me, I'm trying to figure out a price point, but you're gonna be getting those stickers are dope, aren't they?
They are dope. They're so dope.
Did you get the small one? Okay, good. Yeah. There's blue ones too.
Yeah, they're so dope that I don't know where I want to put them. Like, I don't want to, like, put them on something and be like, oh, I wish I would have put it on something else. You know what I mean?
I can send you more.
Well, you don't have to, but that's how dope these fucking, let's go Brandon FJB. Like, come on. And these are high fucking quality.
Well, that's what I was going to say, man. Those compared to, like, the ones with my logo on them, you know what I mean? Because my dad works for the company that made those Let's Go Brandon stickers, and I outsourced the stickers that are, you know, my logo, and night and day difference, dude. Like, you can put those Let's Go Brandon stickers on anything, and they're not going to come off till you fucking use some chemicals on those bitches. So, you know,
yeah, and it reminds me of the old school, the stickers that were kind of, they had like, I don't know, foam or something in them. They were puffy, but they would always stick to every fucking thing as a kid. Like, and your parents hated that you put that sticker on the fridge or whatever, because they couldn't get it the fuck off.
Yeah.
But yeah. And dude, honestly, you got the comfiest shirts out there.
Thanks.
Hands down. And I'm a big t-shirt critic, because if I don't like the way it feels on my body, I don't care if I just bought it. It's getting cut up for rags or going in the trash. And
see, I haven't gotten ringworm yet.
No. Okay, I'm just getting over the fucking, you know, Zika virus, you know, thanks to
that's Manscaped. True.
So
yeah, Manscaped helped you out with that.
Yeah. Thanks to you and your promo code.
When I put Manscaped to the test with my enema, dude, I shaved all that stuff down nice. There. And it was like a pound and a half of hair. So that might have added to my weight loss. But, you know, it was clean. I didn't want to be a dirty asshole going in there. But, yeah, man, it's just a fun time talking with you all the time, dude. And we can obviously we'll be talking about more things in the future. We'll be talking at least once a week with the talk at the taverns and all that stuff. So
I appreciate the support there.
Of course, man. Yeah, we want to point more people in that direction because, yeah, you got a good thing going. You're you talk about fun things and you're a relatable dude. So I think that that's what's the most that's that secret weapon that you got, man. So, guys, check out My Third Eye if you haven't already. Leave him positive reviews on Apple because that is what makes these shows grow. He's a new podcaster. We call him Ghost. OK, no one knows what his real name is. I'm sure that's not his Christian name. But that's fine. Okay.
You know what my real name is. You probably forgot by now, though.
I just call you Ghost.
Yep.
That's it, dude. So,
you're about guys, the only one that knows.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ghost is a cool name, though. That's my name, my dog.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
For my dogs.
And your dog's cool as shit.
He's great.
Bad that has to wear the sweater thing, but.
Who?
The doggy coat.
Oh no, he doesn't have to wear it. He just wears it when he wants to. He's a big pussy.
Now, does he tell you when he wants to wear it?
Yes, he'll come and like you know find it and shit. So nice. Yeah, those dangerous pit bulls, man. They'll
eat your face off.
Yeah, they will when they're not crying for their sweaters because they're cold. Yeah. So,
and where you live, it does get cold because it does get cold.
Exactly, yeah, dude.
It doesn't get that fucking cold.
It gets down to like the high 20s, but you know it doesn't get up to 120 there, so you know it's the same concept.
True. And now hold on, you gotta put in the humidity factor. If it's 98 That's degrees true. It's a real feel of like 130, you know. It's we have the air you can wear.
There you go, dude. Hey, that's what happens. You know, different areas, I'm told, have different climates. So, you know,
I'd give anything to go back to the climate you live in.
Trust it's me. Great, honestly. It's not that bad.
No allergies. Oh, it was great.
Exactly, dude. That's why I live here, man. But Ghost, thank you so much, dude. We'll definitely be doing this again. We'll be talking, obviously, multiple times here very soon. And like I said, guys, check out a show.
We're going to be talking tomorrow and Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to be talking the next few days. What are we doing Saturday? Oh, yes, my thing.
Yeah, your thing, dummy.
Yeah, the Patreon thing. Yes, yeah, we'll be doing that, and that's going to be fun, man. Just a fun conversation over there. So, guys, take care. Keep listening. Keep supporting your shows that you enjoy. And watch out for the monkeys, dude. If you see a monkey, do not feed it. Take care, guys.
Fucking shoot it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.